We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Wednesday. Fallout. The fallout from the New Hampshire primary. Look, this is one of those moments where I sat back on the couch. Like that terrible meme that goes around just eating popcorn going, oh, go ahead. No, seriously. Oh, look, Pocahontas is dropping. Oh, she's dropping back. Oh, my God, Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not even in the same state anymore. These people. Now, the problem, of course, is any one of those people would absolutely destroy this nation and dismantle every single solitary accomplishment that President Trump and his team have been able to create over the last 3 years. So, I mean, you know, got to be a little circumspect even as we mock and laugh at them. Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for the president's reelection campaign. Thrilled that he can join us this afternoon. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here.
Sure thing, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm just curious to know deep inside the Trump 2020 campaign, how much popcorn was consumed watching this car wreck?
Well, we were actually up there in New Hampshire for it, so it was great to be involved. It was great to witness it up close hand, and I will tell you, we knew that big government socialist policies were on the ballot and on the Democrat side anyway. Big government socialism triumphed again. There is no question that their unquestioned front runner right now is Bernie Sanders, who is a self-described and avowed socialist, and so we've been saying all along that big government socialism is what is driving the policy debate on the Democrat side. That's what the Democrats will be running on. These first two primary election contests have proven that. And on our side, of course, we have President Trump, his solid record of accomplishment on behalf of the American people, best economy that we've seen in 50 years, record low unemployment across the board, and re-election for him means the best is yet to come. So we feel pretty good. We love seeing what happens in these Democrat primaries.
Well, now, Tim, I feel a little bit of a derision in your voice, and maybe I'm reading into it, but I mean,
come on now,
given Bernie Sanders' lifelong record of accomplishment, the thousands of jobs he's been able to create, the hundreds of pieces of meaningful legislation, I heard the president say, though, you know what? I would rather run against Mike Bloomberg because Bernie Sanders may be bat crap crazy, but he actually has people who are following him.
Well, Bernie does have energy. There's no question about that. He's got a sort of a movement. He has true believers, and he would be formidable. Yeah. Although I would say to you, I don't know that there's anybody in the Democrat primary right now that gives us too much concern. I mean, I think the president wipes the table with anybody who comes forward. Yeah. The president's record and what's going on in this country. There's a Gallup poll that just came out today that shows that 61% of the American people say that they feel better off today than they were 3 years ago, 61%. Yep. And that is the highest number that has answered the question that way since 1992. So going back 28 years, and when you're the incumbent president running for re-election, and 6/10 of the American people say they're better off than they were the day that you got elected, you know, I think you're in a pretty good spot.
I think so. Tim Murtaugh joins us, the communications director for President Trump's re-election campaign. Now, you're talking about big numbers and record numbers. This is a tiny little detail that I haven't heard reported by the real reporters and the serious journalists at all. But President Trump had a pretty doggone good day in New Hampshire himself, did he not?
He did. As a matter of fact, it's a record number of votes for an incumbent Republican president running for re-election, about twice the number of votes that Ronald Reagan got in 1984 when he was running for re-election and, of course, went in a contested New Hampshire primary. And also, the president had almost 86% of the vote on the Republican side. And so, some people have said, oh, my gosh, that shows the president's in trouble. But I think this requires a little bit of a history lesson because 86% is what President Trump got on the Republican side in the primary yesterday. And if you compare that to the last three consecutive presidents running for re-election in their respective primaries in both parties, Bill Clinton only got 84%. Bush, 43, got 80%. And Barack Obama, the Democrats' favorite president of all time, 82%. And Donald J. Trump was looking at 86%. So he bested all those, and he just narrowly missed touching Ronald Reagan's percentage of the vote, which was also 86 and some change. So it was a really, really great night, really historic levels of involvement and support, and really historic support from within the party for the president. This is a party that's united, and in fact, we are attracting new voters every day.
Now, you guys were not overly concerned that Mike Bloomberg was able to get two write-in votes in Dixville Notch?
No. Okay. No, that did not upset our plans.
Okay. So. I want to dive deep on this one, Tim, because I want to make sure all our bases are covered here.
Yeah. Our political guys reached out to those two voters and said, what were you thinking?
Well, they each had a last name of Bloomberg, and I think that was it. That was the summer place.
You might have some relatives up there.
Exactly. Tim Murtaugh.
Bloomberg doesn't concern us, I'll tell you. He can set his money on fire if he wants to. It's a free country.
Well, now, this is an interesting thing, though, Tim. For the Democrats, who, of course, have positioned themselves as the party that apparently hates billionaires, hates business people. They're now, perhaps, as I hear the buzz from the mainstream media types, they're now turning their attention to Mike Bloomberg to perhaps save them from the dumpster fire that they have created. This disconnect, it seems to me, with the real world, though, is what it all comes down to. Here you have President Trump. You alluded to these record low unemployment numbers across the country, and it doesn't matter, it seems to me, to President Trump whether you're white, black, green, or yellow. You have the opportunity to go out there and get a job. We have these wonderful numbers across all demographics, and I think that's what is terrifying those folks. The good people they've taken for granted for so long are going, you know what, this Trump guy's not too bad.
Yeah, that's exactly it. In 2016, President Trump pretty famously said to black voters, look, you guys, you've been voting for Democrats for decades now. What have you got to lose? Take a shot on me. And now he can go back to not just black voters, but to women and Latinos and Asians and veterans and say, look, you put me in the White House and look what the results are. Not only do we have nationwide the best economy and the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, but all-time lows in unemployment rates for women, for blacks, for Latinos, for Asians, and for veterans. This is remarkable. And every once in a while, you'll hear a Democrat consultant on TV say nervously, this economy is so strong. It's the president's best and strongest argument. The Democrats had better watch out because presidents who are running for re-election in such economic times don't lose. Right. They don't. And so, you alluded to this just a second ago, Mike Bloomberg. Can the guy not read a room? Elizabeth Warren, really? Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders for the last year have been figuratively burning billionaires at the stake.
Yes.
Right? Billionaires are enemy number one. So in walks Mike Bloomberg, the former Republican billionaire, into the Democrat primary and says, hey, guys, I'm here, right? And expects everybody to say, oh, thank God, right? I don't get it.
Well, and that's fine. When the folks that you are running against are doing things like that, all you can do is sit back and go, no, really, here, let me hand you a little more gasoline, and then you keep driving around in circles and trying to figure it out. So where do we go next? And I say we because I consider myself a supporter of the president, and I want to be clear, Tim, I haven't always been that. 4 years ago, I
that's
said,
okay.
People said to me, oh, you got to get on board this Trump train. I said, nah, you know what? I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I'm not seeing it. And over the last 3 years, I have come away and thought to myself, okay, I was wrong. I missed it. I love what the economy is doing, not just for me. That would be selfish. But for my children, my kids are going to have a better opportunity. I look around at friends and family who are doing better, small business owners I know who are saying, you know what, I have to go and find more people. I look at us really once again having stature in the world. I love the fact that the embassy has moved to Jerusalem, and I'm all on board. I think it's a tremendous work that's been done, and it needs to continue.
Yeah, and that's really great to hear, and I appreciate that. And I think the Democrats and the members of the mainstream media, they like to try to make themselves feel better by saying, like, let's take example of the president's these rallies that we do all the time. We just had one in New Hampshire a couple of days ago. They like to convince themselves, the Democrats and the media, that these rallies, it's just the president speaking to the converted, you know, speaking to the choir, that it's nothing but him revving up his base. And they like to convince themselves that that's all he's got. He's got the base. And, you know, it might even actually be a little bit smaller than it was in 2016. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Our campaign manager, Brad Parscale, tweets after the rallies, the data that we collect, just some highlights of it, because when people register for tickets, they use a cell phone number to do so, and we know who they are. We are able to match them up against voter file that we have. And so we know that it's very consistent, rally to rally. About a quarter of the people who register for tickets to our rallies, to President Trump's rallies, are identifiable. We know who they are as independents or Democrats. 25% of the people who come to these rallies, they're not Republicans. Mm-hmm. These are new people. A lot of them are first-time voters, haven't voted at all, didn't vote for the president in 2016. The president is expanding his appeal. I'm telling you that the growth in numbers in the black community and the Latino community that we see internally, I know the Democrats see it in their own numbers too, and it has them scared to death. He is actually growing his base.
Absolutely, Tim. And here's what happens. Every time that one of these members of the mainstream media, now you keep saying Democrats and reporters as if it's separate people. You're repeating yourself. They're all the same. But every time they flail around and say, well, we're going to attack the president, and they use these terms. You have to be a hater, a racist, a bigot, all these other things. So you get people sort of like with the anti-Tom Bradley effect, right? It's like, oh, no, I'm not going to tell anybody I'm voting for the president, but I'll be damned if I'm not voting for that president.
Yeah, that's true. I think there is the hidden Trump voter, but the Trump supporters that we meet are not shy about expressing their support for the president. And let me tell you real quick, I know we're probably running out of time, but this real quick anecdote from the rally in New Hampshire. I was sitting next to a well-known figure from one of the cable news channels. This is a person whose face people would recognize. And I was talking about the rally, and it was the first rally this person had ever attended. And they turned to me and said, is it always like this? And I said, what do you mean, the crowd? No, this is about an average-sized arena. It was a full arena, but it only seated about 12,000 people. I said, sometimes we're in NBA arenas, 25,000 seats, you know.
Yeah.
So it's about average. And they said, no, I mean, like the atmosphere. And I said, oh, yeah, this is what it's always like. And they said, because I got to tell you, it's positively joyous in here. This is a family event. People are so happy. And I said, yeah, what'd you expect? And they said, well, I mean, I guess I expected the way that it's described on our own network that, you know, I don't see any of the hate that everybody talks about. I said, yeah, that's because they make it up.
Yes.
They make it up. Yeah. It really, truly is. If you've never been to a Trump rally, by God, get yourself to one, because it is an uplifting, energizing experience. It makes you proud to be an American. It's great. And I really enjoyed speaking to this person because the astonishment about what actually goes on at a Trump rally was just delicious. It was so great. It was like, is it always like this? As a matter of fact, yeah, it is.
I love it. I love it. Tim, thank you so much for being here. That is Tim Murtaugh. He is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign. You know, you hear Tim, by the way, on a pretty regular basis with my buddy John Reed in the morning. I think it's every Monday. I think every Monday Tim drops by, and they reached out to us earlier today and said, hey, you've got a couple of minutes. And it's like, yeah, absolutely. Happy to have him on. So I'll give you a few more little snippets, a few more takeaways from this big New Hampshire debacle last night. And I have to share with you more coming from Capitol Square, because the Democrats up there in the House of Delegates and the state Senate are working overtime to take your guns away. They are working overtime to take your vote away, and they are working overtime at creating a recession here in Virginia. Details, moments from now. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.